Hey guys, welcome to Unpacking Design. I'm Mike LaValle.
And Tim Ung, and this is a show where we tell you about products and ideas that relate to designers all over the world.
All right, Tim, so this week it's up to you to give us the topic.
So this week's topic is mentoring. And according to the definition on Google, mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor. So I thought this topic was very important because I've had many mentors in my life, and
sure.
I'm sure you have too, Mike. So why don't we start off by talking about why mentoring is important? Why do you think mentoring is important?
I think mentoring is important for whatever profession or whatever sort of practice that you're in. As architects, I think we both recognize that the profession thrives based on whether or not the knowledge gets transferred to the next generation or the next group.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing. I think one is just the transfer of knowledge from one person to another so that the knowledge is sustained and keeps going and lives on. I think from another standpoint, the reason why I think mentoring is really important is for the individuals, you know, to bring people up that are the next generation just as individuals, and for them to be the next leaders and for them to sort of pave the way, whether it's through one profession or several, to guide them in a way that is sort of a positive journey, I think is important. And having a mentor to me is important because they've already been through a lot of those experiences, and they, in some ways, they can sort of help those younger people, you know, avoid the mistakes that they made,
mm-hmm.
but also give them advice about things that are, you know, positive ways that they could improve how they do things or how they live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you say, or do you think mentoring is important?
I think mentoring is very important, especially in the world that we're living in today, because technology and other things are always growing at such an exponential
mm-hmm.
rate. And in my opinion, if you don't have a mentor who's someone that has gained all this experience over 30 years or more in their life, or however long they've been in their profession, then you have to learn all these things on your own, which takes so much more time.
Sure.
When you have a mentor, they kind of guide you through all of that, like you said. They tell you about their own experience. They tell you about how something has grown and has evolved over time. And it shortens that learning experience into a more condensed time frame for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So having a mentor really helps you expedite your career, your profession, and whatever else you're doing in your life. It helps you get there. Even a coach is like a mentor, right? They
yeah.
help you learn the skills you need for a sport or for anything that you want to do. And they do it by guiding you along the way and telling you how to improve something based on what they've done before.
Yeah, the word I was thinking of when you were talking just now was focus.
Right.
And it provides immense amounts of focus in the path that you're on. And that person, as an observer of what path you're on, can kind of help you shape that for yourself. Whereas I think sometimes we get lost in our own career paths or what we want to do in design or what we want to do with our own creativity, that having someone outside who has their own different experiences sort of helps kind of, like you said, guide it in a way that is more difficult if you just were to do it on your own.
Right. And at the same time, they're also someone that can tell you if you're going down the wrong path,
mm-hmm.
or if you're stuck, they can be there as an emotional support for you as well, which is very important.
Right.
And it has been something that helped me in my career. So I think it's a good point to transition here to your own personal background with having mentors. So, Mike, how have you benefited by having a mentor? And could you give us an example of someone who's helped you in your career?
Sure. I think the interesting thing with my personal career, and this might be different with you, Tim, I've been fortunate enough that I've had mentors at various stages in my career. I've had teachers and professors in school that helped me. I've had people that helped me when I immediately got out of college. And I've had people that, as my career grows, kind of it's like the mentor sort of has appeared at different stages in my career to help me through that moment, which I've been very fortunate about.
Right.
So as an example, when I was in college, I had a professor who ended up being my thesis advisor. And I remember distinctly this one instance where it was the end of the semester, and this was prior to a formal thesis project. This was just in a studio setting. And he just kind of inspired me to do the best that I could. I can't remember exactly what the conversation was about, but I remember him just sort of having my back, just mm-hmm. being a person who believed in me and believed in the quality of the design that I was coming up with and the types of things that I was interested in, he was also interested in. And we formed a kind of bond that helped me get through a lot of the projects I would have after that in school. And that was an important relationship. And then when I got out of school and I was in a work setting, I had a similar bond with somebody who I'm still close to today. And that relationship has been very important to me because, you know, when you get out of school and you're just trying to find your way through the world, there's a lot happening. I think you would probably agree that there's a lot of choices that you can make. Mm-hmm. And part of the thing that I appreciate about my mentor that I've had is that they help you kind of filter a lot of those choices down with you. You mm-hmm. know, it's not like they're making decisions for you, but, you know, as I worked with him, I understood this is the way that a set of drawings or a set of design would come together. This is how you're supposed to do this. This is how you're supposed to do this. And from there, you're kind of allowed to make your own decisions on whether or not you believe that. But the mentor is there as a way to kind of guide your understanding of how things have been done. Mm-hmm. So I remember distinctly one of his points would be, you know, I remember not being able to really do something in the computer once. And it was like I couldn't get AutoCAD to generate the drawing the way it was supposed to be or whatever. And he looked at me and he's like, you just need to make it work. Mm-hmm. Like the drawing has to communicate to somebody else this thing. I don't care how you make it happen. It just has to happen mm-hmm. somehow. And that kind of motivation and that sort of way of understanding what I was creating and what I was designing had to be communicated to somebody else was a very important thing. And it's just like one of 100 other little stories and things like that. But having that person in your corner, I feel like, is also part of having a mentor, having somebody who believes in you, who can also sort of push you to ask questions and mm-hmm. to push yourself when things don't look like they're, I don't know, I guess exactly neat and tidy, mm-hmm. but you have to come up with a solution.
Yeah.
So same question to you. I mean, what kind of mentors have you had in your life, and can you think of anything specifically that stands out to you as something that has helped you with them?
Yeah, I think my experience has been very similar to yours. And when I was in school, having all of my professors that I felt a connection with, I always approached them and I would ask them more and more questions, you know. And by doing that, I actually developed this strong relationship with them. And over time, after a semester ended, I would stay in touch with those professors and they would guide me through school. So every year, if I had a question, they were there and they were more than willing to answer any question I had. And then when I got to my thesis year, that's when I met some of my closest mentors, even to this day. You know, we reach out to each other and try and have lunch or dinner once a year at least. And then from there, they actually were the ones that helped me go from school into the profession.
Yeah.
So those mentors that I had in school were the ones that put in a good word to a local architecture firm. And then from there, the local architecture firm reached out to me and I applied. I went in for my interview. I got hired. And even after entering the profession, I still stay in touch with all of my mentors from college. And it's because they're in my community and they're people that know me so well. And I would hope that I can help them in some way eventually too. So by having them as my mentor, they actually have been asking me if I could mentor a student that they currently have.
Right.
And from there, that whole relationship starts all over again, where now I'm in the shoes that they were once in with a student. So then that's my academia background with mentors. Moving into the profession and in the career for architecture, I was fortunate enough to find several architects who were practicing that were more than willing to guide me through my career.
Sure.
They would answer questions I had on taking tests to get licensed. They were there when I needed to learn about drafting and things like you were just talking about.
Yep.
I had the same experiences. And they ultimately helped me build my career because they answered all of the small questions that I had along the way.
Yep.
Now, it's important to mention, too, that having a mentor outside of your workplace, outside of your
sure.
office is very important, because you can ask mentors that are outside of your office questions about your salary and more in-depth things that you might not know much about, but they can guide you in that direction.
Yeah, or things you might not be comfortable asking somebody at your office.
Right, exactly. Or even sharing your own salary with someone else.
Right.
And so then that's my professional setting and having mentors in it. In terms of my own personal life, my mother has actually been my mentor from the time I was very young to now. And I think it's important to say that your mentors don't have to be a professor. It doesn't have to
sure.
be an architect or a designer, a graphic designer, or a principal at your office. It can be someone as close to you as a friend. So there's two examples that I have. The first one is my mother, who has been there for me at every down point that I've ever had, as well as all of the happiest moments that I've had. So having my mother in my life, she's always been there to keep me in check. If I ever mm-hmm. was sad about a negotiation not going well at work, or feeling like maybe architecture isn't my thing anymore, or whatever it might be, she was the first person I would talk to. And she'd always support me and say, oh, well, if you really feel that way, it's okay to take a year off and then think about it. And having that encouragement from someone that I'm so close to, it made me feel like it was okay to do something like that.
Sure.
Whereas if I asked a mentor that's an architect, I might say, well, no, even if they're encouraging me, maybe it's actually them trying to tell me you are either cut out to be an architect or not, or however you might interpret it. And the second person that has been a mentor for me outside of the architecture realm is actually you, Mike. I don't know if you know that. Because when you and I first started our blogs,
mm-hmm.
I reached out to you when
right.
I saw your blog, and I was like, hey, we should meet up.
Yeah.
So we met up, and from then on, we had meetings every month. And every month we would come together, talk about all the things we were doing. And I don't know if you remember, but your website, in my opinion, was always coming out so much better than mine. I was like, how do I even design
right.
this thing? So every time I would come in, I'd ask you questions, and you would always answer
yep.
them and like give me straight feedback.
Yep.
You know, this is what I think of your website. This is how I think you can improve it. And these ideas are good. These ones might not be so good.
Sure.
And having someone to check yourself like that is really important.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, while I appreciate you thinking that or seeing me as a mentor, I think one of the things that's important is, and you had said it earlier, is like, you don't really have to be 30 years out from somebody to be a mentor. You know, like, I just happen to know a couple more steps ahead of you at that point when we were starting blogs and
right.
stuff, that these are things that I had already learned, and I was like waiting, you know, like, I feel like I have that mentorship drive to teach people and to help people. So like, I just was like waiting for somebody to like ask me these questions.
Right.
Which is why you benefited, I think, partially from them, because I was just like waiting for somebody like you to approach me and be like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that?
Right.
And, you know, that's part of, I feel like that's part of this whole thing too, is like, both of us, we've had conversations about this before. Like, I see myself as a mentor as well, and I know that you see yourself as a mentor. You've mentored people individually. In terms of the kind of, do you think that being a mentor has more to do with inspiring people or the knowledge that you sort of can pass on to them in terms of what you know? Like, would you say that it's more one or the other, or is it sort of more of a mix of both? Because I think, you know, in our instance, I think it was more of me being able to kind of give you immediate feedback, mm-hmm. whereas with the conversation I had a little bit before where I was talking about my professor, it was more of like he inspired me to do this or that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily like offloading a whole bunch of information. It was more just like being that person that's sort of in the background. So, right. I mean, what do you think it takes to sort of be a mentor? What do you think?
Well, I think being a mentor is, there's different levels of mentorship.
Yeah.
You can be a mentor at a lower level where someone reaches out to you knowing your background, knowing what you are capable of or knowledgeable of, and they'll have questions for you like I did with you about mm-hmm. blogging. And that's that immediate feedback, like, oh, it's a yes or no question, or this question doesn't take long to answer, you know, and it's right. just all through email. Then there's the next level of mentorship where you actually meet up, you get together for coffee or lunch or whatever, and you get to know someone on a more personal basis. And when you get to that level, that's when you can start communicating longer answers or yep. actually reading the person and seeing what they need at that very moment. And I think that's very important. So the highest level of mentorship is when you take someone on and you become their friend and you can guide them along the way, but you can also read what kind of feedback they need at that very moment.
Sure.
There might be someone asking a question about quitting a profession.
Yep.
And in reality, you, based on your experiences, you know what they're going through, and you know that at that moment they might just need someone to talk them away from quitting. They just need some time to let it mellow out, and then they'll find something in the future. Or right. you might read them at that moment, and through your history of mentoring them, you might know that they've been contemplating this for 5 years.
Sure.
And maybe the answer is, hey, you know, you've been talking about this for 5 years now, and it sounds like taking a year off, it would benefit you. So you should take that year off, do something else, and see if you're happier, you know? And so I think you can inspire someone, and there are times that you shouldn't be inspiring someone. You should sure. actually talk them away from something. It's all about knowing someone personally and having that read on that person.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think that I agree with that completely, actually. I have had instances where I've mentored people individually as well, and it's been a situation very similar. It was funny when listening to you, it was almost describing an exact situation I had with somebody once, and they ended up they had this sort of crisis moment, and because I had known them, I was at the very least able to give them feedback that I felt was appropriate for them to decide whether they want to live this kind of creative life or this kind of creative life. And you know, I don't think that decision has been fully made by them yet, but it's one of those instances where, you know, as the mentor, I also wanted to not lead them astray. Like, there is some sort of powerful connection, you know, because you're building this friendship or you're building this camaraderie,
right,
that you have to like really sit back and appreciate sometimes too. Like, you don't want to lead that other person astray and push them in a direction where, you know, I mean, this person was talking to me about whether they want to be in architecture at all ever again, mm-hmm. or be in something completely different, and those are two different paths in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't take that lightly, and you can't sort of tiptoe around it. You have to do your best to say, okay, this is the type of person you are, this is the situation at hand, and try to help them work through it. You mm-hmm. know, those are kind of the issues that come up as a mentor too, that, you know, there, some of them are heavier like that, and some of them are more like, hey, I don't know how to draw this in this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, can you help me? Or I'm having an issue at work. Can you, what do you think I should do here? Or mm-hmm. whatever. And I think, you know, in general, mentorship is a trust building kind of exercise too. It's a way to, like you said, to become friends with people and to sort of extend yourself as the mentor. I think it's an interesting kind of exercise for me personally, being a mentor for other people, because as I help people through their own things, I learn more about myself as well. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of an interesting sort of back and forth. I think even though mentorship implies that I am constantly helping people, if I was to call myself a mentor, I'm also getting just as much in return in different ways by having helped that person. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why we both try to mentor people as well. And you'd probably agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think are the different ways maybe that we can be mentors to other people? We've talked a little bit about what it takes to be a mentor, but what are the different settings or the different ways that you think mentors sort of can find either their proteges or mentees or whatever you want to call them,
right,
or the vice versa? What do you think? How do you think those relationships can start?
Right. For me, I think the best place where I found mentees or proteges, like you called them, is in the university setting for yeah. architecture, because when I was in architecture school, I was teaching a group of students, and I found that when you are there and you're present physically and you can talk to them and meet up with them on different days, they see you more and more and they start to get more comfortable with you.
Yep.
But you start to get more comfortable with them as well. And when that happens, they open up a lot more with questions and things that they are not comfortable asking anyone else. And then they see you as this person that they can ask a very personal question to. And I think that kind of setting is very important. Being out in the profession made that a little more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, like once you leave the university and you're not teaching or you're not a graduate student and you're in the profession, it's difficult because you're not there with the younger people that are right. in your profession. So for me now, I get emails from professors who ask me, you know, can you take on this student as a mentor? There are students coming in next year and there's a handful of them that I think would benefit by having you as their mentor. They seem to have a personality that's similar to you, or they seem to be a little lost, and I think you can really guide them on the right path and show them whether or not architecture might be for them. So for me these days, I find a lot of my mentees through word of mouth,
yeah.
you know, professors that I know who are still teaching now, or students who actually tell other students about me, and then they'll reach out to me through email, and I always ask them to meet up for lunch or for coffee. So it's always word of mouth nowadays. I find that when I get mentees through other means, you know, if it's a mentorship program or anything, it's not as personal. And
no.
I don't like that as much. I don't find any enjoyment out of it. And I don't feel like I benefit as much when a student only sees me as a Q&A machine.
Right.
You know, I find it beneficial if I can sit down with you, know about your background, and be able to guide you based on where you want to go.
Right. So I think kind of building on what you're talking about, I think one thing that I would say is that if that person, so you're talking about how you find these mentees, but if you were a person who is looking for a mentor on that side, you could reach out to either, if you're in an academic setting, your faculty members who could then reach out to people like you.
Right.
Or I think the other thing that has been interesting to me is that if people have reached out to me in the past, and this has happened to me a couple times because of the blog, I've created dialogues online where it's not necessarily always about Q&A, but the stronger sort of bonds that I've made with people even online have been when they feel like, when I feel like they're genuinely interested in something, whether it's learning more about this or mm-hmm. learning more about that. And it doesn't have to be a, I'd say the other kind of mentor-mentee relationship that could be out there is sort of not like a, not drive-by, but more like a slightly informal version of
yeah.
that, where you still feel like you have a connection to the other person, but it doesn't have to be as intense as some of the other examples that we've talked about already mm-hmm. today. And it's not also as unemotional as just asking one question and then saying, okay, bye. You know, that's not really mentorship. It's more fielding questions at that point.
Right.
But I think that there is something to be said about having kinds, especially with the new technologies and social media becoming more and more of our lives, I think having those relationships online can be beneficial as long as they still end up in places that are positive and potentially longer term, where you can flesh out some sort of relationship there. You can get to know the person a little bit more over time. All of the relationships that I've ever had that have worked in this sort of format have always been slow burn, very kind of longer term things. How they come together or how they present themselves initially, to me, doesn't matter as much as whether or not the intent of that person who's approaching me is genuine. Mm-hmm. And if they're genuine, then I'll try to be genuine back.
Agreed.
And I think the relationship kind of forms from there. And, you know, like we talked about, the trust that is kind of built from all of the questions and the inspiration and all that stuff just sort of over time manifests itself.
Right. And I think you also have to know yourself as a mentor. What are your preferences?
Right.
You know, you might be someone who doesn't like that emotional attachment to someone else. You might be the person that just wants to Q&A with students.
Sure.
And if that's who you are, then you should pursue that part of mentoring.
Right.
But if you're more of the in-depth person who wants to know someone throughout their whole career, then you follow the path like I do.
Yep. So if you were going to kind of wrap this in a nice little bow, this whole conversation, what would you say mentorship is to you?
I think mentorship is guiding the next generation of people who are interested in your profession and who want to get to where you are in a shorter amount of time, and helping them get there in the most efficient way possible, but also understanding that you have to guide them in rough times in their life as well as the good times in their life, and making sure that you keep up with someone else too. You know, be the person that's not afraid of making contact. Don't think that the students or the younger people have to reach out to you first. You can be the one to initiate the first contact with them.
And I think the only thing I'd add to this is that if you've never, like we've both been very fortunate to have mentors and to be mentors, if you're a kind of person listening to this and saying, I don't know if I've ever had that in my life, you know, I would highly recommend either finding a mentor or trying to be one for somebody who has a little bit less experience or knowledge than you. And it's been extremely rewarding for me, as I know it has been for you, Tim, just in our conversations. And I couldn't recommend it more.
Yeah, and try it out if you have never tried it before and see how it goes. But remember, you shouldn't be put off if your first experience having a mentee doesn't go the way you thought it would.
Sure.
The next one might be different. Everyone's going to be different. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Unpacking Design. And you can check us out anytime at the unpackingdesign.com website.
And you can also find us on iTunes and anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. Please remember to leave a review and share this podcast with someone you know.